We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Empress Bank. Coming up, the latest on the 2024 NFL Draft from the team at KC Sports Network, your home for Kansas City Chiefs coverage.
What's up, Chiefs Kingdom? Welcome into the KCSN Draft Show. I'm here hanging out with Matt Lane. I'm Tucker Frankel, but we got a special guest with us today. You don't really care about what we're talking about because we're hanging out here with Darius Robinson, edge from Mizzou. Darius, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing great, man. How are you guys doing?
We're making it. We're excited to be here joined by you today. This is a lot of fun for us. We're going to sit down, talk a little bit of football, and no hard-hitting questions or anything coming at you, but we just wanted to sit down, hear a little bit about it. Let's start here. Your journey into football, how'd you get started with football when you were younger? What got you into the game and start to kind of love it?
Yeah, most definitely. So I had a very interesting way. So I started playing ball, little league ball, about 6 years old. I was about that kindergarten, and then about third, and I kept playing. About third, fourth grade, I stopped playing because I wanted to be a basketball player. And then quickly, I realized, getting older, going to high school, 6'5" really isn't that tall, and how much harder it was going to be to earn a scholarship to play basketball. So then my junior year, I started playing football again, and just thank God and blessed, and was able to get some offers from that, and chose Mizzou, SEC school, a huge opportunity for me to grow. So I'm just glad to see how my journey kind of took off,
Darius, you told a story at the combine I thought was really interesting. You said you got a big military background in your family. You said you were either going to get a football scholarship or you're going to go to the Marines. Talk about that decision and how that kind of impacted your football playing journey.
Yeah, most definitely. My auntie's in she's still serving right now, and she had a huge upbringing in me, but it was just simple. We're not going to pay for your college. You got to figure it out. Either I get a scholarship or go to the Marines. So that's when I fell in love with football, fell in love with the process, lifting weights, because I was 245. I was weak. I remember, I never forget, I had 135, and it was stuck on my chest. And I'll never forget that. And that now it's to see my growth and how much you have to learn to love the game, where your teammates and stuff like that. So, I just don't take it for granted. And, I'm also thankful for our armed forces.
So you said, you got away from football for a little bit when you were younger, then came back to it. When you came back, were you always, playing on the defensive line? Is that where you wanted to play? How did you go about, figuring out where you wanted to play and how that went as you were kind of going through high school and over to Missouri?
Yeah, my coach, he put me, as soon as I got there, he put me right at defensive end because I was taller, longer than everybody. And then I also played tight end a little bit because we ran the wing T in high school, so I used to block the other DNs. So I just played both those positions in high school, and then I kind of grew up to my senior body. It's D-line, that's going to be a position. And then it's funny, when I got to Mizzou, I was a D-tackle my first 4 years. And I definitely think that was my position. And then this past year, I played D-tackle and D-end, and that's where it's kind of unique because this was my best year playing a position I haven't played since high school. So, but that's the thing. I can play both positions. You know, I just really love playing football.
Was that change your final year at Missouri? Was that something that you kind of went to the coaching staff and asked for, or did they just kind of see, you know, where you were at and ask you if you would be willing to do that?
Yeah, sir. It was mutual. Because honestly, I thought about leaving school last year after my fourth year, but I decided if I was going to come back to school, come back with a purpose and figure out what's the best way to market myself to the NFL. So I talked to Drake and Coach Peoples, and we figured out I'd be able to play both positions this year. So spring ball was a whole learning curve because I feel like a freshman all over again. Even though I've been there 4 years, but when you learn a new position with a new space and a new alignment, and I just thank them for allowing me to do it because it really showcased, you know, all the things I can do in my game. But I still know I got a lot of improvement to make at both positions.
It's really, I want to take it back to deciding to come to Missouri. You know, a guy from Detroit. What drew you to Columbia, Missouri? What was the big thing that drew you to Mizzou?
Yeah, the honest truth is I got offered by Michigan. That Michigan wouldn't let me commit. So I had to think about what was the next best option for me. And I always had a coach at Mizzou that was from Michigan. So we always stayed in contact. And I started thinking, you know, all the NFL players play in the SEC. So I really want to give myself an opportunity to try this out, you know, be willing to take that risk. So I chose Mizzou. Early to enroll, so I got there January 18 of 2019, and just each year just trying to get better and better and better.
Is there a defining moment for you from your time at Missouri that's just like gonna stick with you when you think back about your time playing college ball there? Is there one specific moment, whether it's a game, a play, that's gonna stick with you more than the rest?
I definitely say winning the Cotton Bowl, because at Mizzou, those 4 years we only won 5 games, won 6 games, won 5 games, won 6 games. And then this past year, we won 11 games and won the Cotton Bowl, finished number 8 in the country. So it kind of feels like a celebration of all the hard work and the hard losses, honestly.
Talk about that season that you guys just came off of this year. As you mentioned, you know, people who are listening to this Mizzou fans know that what a big season it was. What was kind of different going into this year, you think, than it was in the years past?
Yeah, we guys are tired of losing. Like, we at Mizzou, we never, in my opinion, and I believe it, Mizzou, the talent issue was never the problem. People always be like, the SEC, is that there's talent differences. No, there's not. The difference was we weren't executing and playing at a high level consistently. When the other SEC schools, they're playing at a high level and consistent. We were inconsistent, but we were very talented. So then I feel like this year, with the talent and the execution through our strength coach, Coach Russ teaches edge, energy, detail, grit, emotional consistency. So we have more buy-in. Guys are tired of losing. They really have something to prove this year. And that shows the success we had this year, or, you know, how many guys we'll have drafted. And I mean, it was a great year, but now it's kind of cool because now this is where Mizzou is at. We're an 11-1 program, so now – you know, anything less than 11 wins is just not acceptable. So I'm glad we left it better than we found it.
So, because speaking of like that culture and your teammates and stuff like that, how do you think that, you know, your teammates would describe you as not a football player, but like as a person or as a teammate around the team and everything?
Yeah, I would say, you know, I was blessed to be captain 2 years in a row of my team. And I would say they describe me in two ways as an energy guy. So I'm the guy like 5 a.m. workouts, yelling, getting everybody going, getting everybody turned up. And realize, you know, we're doing this for a purpose. But also as a servant leader, I was the guy, like the freshman leader, ride to the store, ride to the apartments. I want you to call me so that, you know, you can count on me and I can translate to football and in life. And, you know, I just try to be the same guy every day, just live by high character and just be treat people how you want to be treated. Because, like you said, people are going to always ask, so what was D-Rob like or what was he like? And they're not going to ask about football. Everybody knows what football player you were, but who were you as a person? So that's trying to be the best person each and every day.
Absolutely, yeah. Love to hear that. You know, you went through this kind of the All-Star Game circuit into the Combine, had a really good Senior Bowl. Tell me about that experience a little bit, going down to Mobile, getting to show out kind of on that stage and what it kind of felt like to have all that attention on you after the fact.
So it was a great opportunity. Honestly, for me, I just had 3 goals going to the Senior Bowl. My first goal was just be better than the last time I was on tape. So, like, when we played Ohio State, make sure I look better than I was last. Have fun. and just show why I'm the best defensive lineman in the draft. And I feel like I was just made simple goals and just went down there and went to work. And, I mean, it was fun. I think a lot of people kind of blew it out of proportion a little bit as far as me, like, doing this crazy stuff. Because it's like, if you really watch Mizzou tape, I've been doing this the whole season. It's just a bigger stage because these are the best college players. And I don't mean it in quotation. These are the best college players. But, I mean, humbly, I've been doing this the whole season. It just was another opportunity for me to grow. And but I had a blast. Made a lot of good friendships with some of the other D linemen, and you know, thankful for this opportunity.
So you mentioned that, you know, you maybe thought that it was blown a little bit out of proportion because this had been the player that you had been, you know, throughout your career. But is there something specific that you went into the Senior Bowl in the back of your mind, kind of thinking that you wanted to prove to NFL teams or to everybody else that you thought you got that point across during that week while you were down there?
Yeah, show that I'm the best defensive lineman in the draft. Show that I can play a 0 through a 9. Show that I can play fast. Show that I play violent. And why you should pick me over everybody else. And, you know, I let my tape speak for itself. Like, I'm not a guy. I'm not going to sit here and tell you why I think this. I just, you know, cut the tape on. And I feel like, you know, watching Senior Bowl, I feel very confident when you cut the tape on. And like you said, but now I'm just excited for Pro Day. It's another opportunity in front of NFL teams to show that I got better. And last time I was at the Senior Bowl, because at the end of the day, I really believe in just staying green. Like the bananas, like think about it. If you, the yellow brown banana, you're getting thrown out quick. But as long as you stay green, shoot, you're gonna stay on the aisle a little longer.
I like that. I like that a lot. You talk about being the best defensive lineman in the draft. Is there anything in particular? You know, you talk about your versatility. You lost some weight going into your senior season. Are you focused on putting on more weight? Kind of how are you trying to refine your skills going into the pro day circuit now?
Yeah, so right now with my weight, I'm going to stay at 285 because they're like half the teams, they see me being a true end. So if I'm a true end, I'll lighten up a little bit. And then some teams see me going back in the size, so then I'll put my weight back more. And then some teams see me continuing to do both, like depending on the type of defense they run. So staying there until my new team tells me what they expect from me. But right now, just really focusing on my hand placement, keeping my hands tight, keeping my hands fast, working on my upper body rotation, coming around my hips, and really getting them back in football shape so that I can be prepared for rookie minicamp because, you know, I have high expectations for myself my rookie year. So I got to make sure I put the work in so that I'm ready.
So, like, kind of talking about your play out on the field, you were talking about some of the stuff you're working on as you get ready for the NFL. I want to take us back. Like, let's put ourselves in your shoes. You're getting ready to rush the passer on 3rd and long. You're coming off the line of scrimmage. What's going through your mind as the play is starting? What are you looking at from the offensive tackle? What's going through your mind? What's your plan of attack, and how are you processing that play from start to finish?
Yeah, so, let me give you a great example. Give you guys my perspective. So, every time, like, you come out, I'm lined up in my stance. I look at the offensive tackle. For me, I look, does his knee or does his shoulder move first or does his foot move? So I'm looking at keying the tip. I don't ever watch the ball. I look at the man because the man will lock. Then after that, I'm looking to see what moves first. So then I get off and then I react. So if I'm a pass rusher, sometimes I'll get on my 2x4 speed track. So if you ever watch my tape, sometimes I'll have a little bit more torque in my stance than normal. So 2x4, that's telling me I'm going to line up 2 yards outside of tackle, but I'm looking 4 yards ahead. And I'm just looking at that spot. And as soon as I see the tip of the ball move, it was tip of his shoulder, tip of the knee move, or get to that spot as fast as I can. Since I'm on my speed track, he's going to try to open up to try to slow me down. As soon as he opens up, then I'm going to go right through him with power, or I'm going to come back some type of power series. And then if I want to be on my power track, then I'm a lot of 2 yards outside of him, but 2 yards closer. I'm trying to get him to sit down. And then that's where I work my pool slide series or work something like that. So it really just depends what track I'm on as far as pass rush and as far as the run game. It's all about hands inside. I feel like if you really watch tape, it's the guy who gets off, hands inside, control the block. That's who's going to make the play. So hands inside, get knocked back, 2-1, control the blocker. And, you know, whatever the defense asks of you, be in your gap and be physical, honestly.
So is there that was a fantastic answer. Actually, I love talking about the different alignments depending on the type of rush plan you're going to go into. Is there a particular play kind of from this past year or your time at Missouri that sticks with you that's kind of your favorite play that you made the whole time while you were there that maybe relates to one of the, you know, whether it's a power move, a speed rush move, or even a play versus the run that sticks out to you? Or just in general, your favorite play from your career, like one that sticks in, if there is one. If there's not, that's all right as well.
Honestly, I treat every play like my favorite play, honestly, because I don't know. Football is hard. People don't understand how hard it is to make plays. And, like, that's why you have to be thankful for all of them. But honestly, I'd probably say Tennessee this past season, I got a sack. And it was crazy because my coach, we've been working all the whole season, how he's like, D-Rob, like, you're doing a great job pushing, but think you need to push him 2 yards behind the quarterback, then come back. And in practice, you know, I used to just push back and I'd be like, oh, that's a sack, when in reality, that's not. So then, you know, the practice, that's when we continue to refine and get better. So then finally in the game, I pushed him 2 yards behind the quarterback, came back, sack. And that's the thing, I love the process and I love practice. So that made me feel so much more like, yes, like this is why you practice so hard. This is why you rep this out. This is why you listen to your coach. This is why you take notes. So any moment like that, but honestly, any play I can make, man, it's I love it, man, because it's hard to make plays, especially with so many great players on my defense this past year. You know, you got to find a way to eat somewhere, man.
A couple more for you, Darius, before we get you out of here. Really appreciate you spending some time with us. Just talking some ball. It's a couple things that we love to do. But I want to know, you talk about that sack you had against Tennessee. That was at home, a crazy crowd. I was at that game, sold out, like the sold-out game. It was a great environment. You want a sack like that coming at home, or do you want it on the road where the crowd goes absolutely quiet and you get to shut them up?
But as long as we win it, it could be a home or a road. But I'd say at home because I love the Mizzou fans. You know, I really feel like I'm a true son. You know, been at Mizzou 5 years, so I say at home.
All right, so let's fast forward. I guess we're just a little over a month away now. You're sitting there, you know, on draft night. You get that phone call. 37 days. Yeah, you got it down, I'm sure. So you're 37 days out. You get this phone call. It comes in, and, you know, you're getting drafted to, you know, Team X. It comes and picks you. What's just the first thing that's going through your mind when you get that phone call? Who's there with you kind of at your draft party or hanging out with you while you're waiting for that moment? And what emotions are going through you?
Yeah, honestly, the first thing that's going to be in my mind is, like, the city and what city is going to be, like, what's going to be my new, like, process as far as, like, the weather, all that stuff. Like, that's what the first thing I do when I wake up is check the weather as I stroll down to the field, like, so see what the city's like. Just really cherish that moment. Think about what vets did they have that I can learn from. And then just really embrace the moment with my family because it was a lot of hard work. But, you know, I didn't come to participate. I came to dominate. So just trying to get into their system, get into their organization as fast as I can. And, you know, get to my process and then learn from the veterans process. So, you know, I can be able to play my rookie year.
It's awesome to hear. Very excited to see what happens to you with the NFL draft, being in Detroit too, your neck of the woods up there as well. So very excited. We really appreciate you joining us on today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.